Happy April. This is Jan Brett with my April Hedgegram, the time I stop whatever I'm doing to give you an idea about what I'm doing as an author and illustrator. Since childhood, I've wanted to be an illustrator, and I like to think my illustrations told a story. It came naturally to me and was fun, and it energized me. Writing was different. It wasn't something I did in my free time, although I loved to read. When I first brought my portfolio around to publishers, hoping to get a job, illustrating a picture book, all of the editors I saw encouraged me to write the story myself. My first attempt was Fritz and the Beautiful Horses, which I wrote for my six-year-old daughter who was taking riding lessons. I set the book in olden days and was inspired by a pony, John Steele, who lived where she took lessons, and an exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called The Habsburg Era. Many books later, book ideas come from inspirational crossroads. First, my editor, Margaret, who I've worked with for 20 years and knows how much I love my flock of chickens, suggested I retell and illustrate Cinderella. She has chickens too, and we love to talk about what a cast of characters they can be. Joe, my husband of 32 years, and I both have children from previous marriages, so the idea of the horrible stepsisters and mother in the Cinderella story made me squeamish. I decided to soften the stepmother part and make their characters more silly and bossy than cruel. Joe and I have been planning a trip to St. Petersburg to get ideas for our future book, a retelling of The Turnip, a folktale. Every time we tried to plan trips to the farms in the countryside, the Russian guides would change the focus back to palaces and museums. That's when I decided to set my chicken Cinderella in St. Petersburg. Because I love snow and the north, I would have Cinderella the chicken go to a ball in a snow palace, modeled after the onion-domed wooden architecture of the region. Now I've got a story written. It wasn't as difficult as I thought. I'm doing a lot of long-distance running, and I puzzled out much of my retelling on my runs. Also, having a beautiful phoenix cockerel showing off in my barn every day added to the fun of making up the story. His beautiful coloration and flowing tail feathers made my mind race with ideas for formal Russian uniforms with lots of braid and smart buttons and epaulets. I've got a new stack of books with photographs of Russian-style dresses, which are very colorful, elegant, and extravagant, and I can't wait to dress my phoenix hen in one. I don't know how I'm going to stand the wait until our trip in June. Although now my turtle book is off to the printer, I have more time to do some of my favorite things. Go to the Boston Symphony concerts, raise baby chicks, I have 25 eggs under eggs or in the incubator, run, and especially visit my 2.5-year-old granddaughter. We love to paint and read books. I'm a little sad to have finished Mossy, but with the spring weather, the turtle pond we constructed for the book is coming to life. Some of the large 3-inch tadpoles have sprouted back legs, and the cattails have been growing about 1/2 inch a day. There are lots of teeny tiny tadpoles, and I'm expecting frogs and turtles when we get a warm stretch. Spring is my favorite time of year, and this year feels more like a new beginning than ever because I'm bursting with enthusiasm for Cinders, my new book. I would like to encourage you to find a illustration or writing project that will jumpstart your creativity. Happy reading, writing, and drawing. Your friend, Jan Brett.